Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Man podcast number 19. Woo! Yay! Happy New Year! First podcast of the year, 2014.
Boom.
I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gwen Reyes.
Hey guys.
Adam Conway.
Yo.
Gadi Elkon.
What's up?
And Andrew Conway.
That is correct.
And we are playing a drinking game, so no cursing or we have to take a shot.
It's been really well. By the way,
we are.
I swear, Andrew's
my body's losing, and he's taking two.
It's burning,
and we're having a great time. Since it's the start of January, we're going to talk about all the cool things that are coming out in January, whether it be music, Blu-rays, movies, TV shows that are starting,
releases,
comics, whatever. So Gadi Elkon. From GadiElkon.com, have video game releases in January. What can we look forward to playing video game wise?
Well, there's a lot of fun stuff coming out. For all you Tomb Raider fans, there's the Definite Edition, which is being released for PS4 and Xbox One, that essentially rebooting the series once again for the second time, but with the graphics obviously the PS4 and Xbox One, and it'll have a full expansion coming up mid-year, too. So it's going to look awesome, and it's rebooting to the very origins of Lara Croft. It's not doing anything about the dad character, I think, until the next game. So it
Tomb
looks
Raider's
cool.
Awesome.
And it should bring in... they redid the game last year, technically, for Xbox.
It was amazing,
and it sold well.
Yes.
This one's going to blow out a lot of people's records so far. It might be the biggest selling game to start with on PS4.
That's Square Enix.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Another one, I kind of wanted to add Assassin's Creed Liberation, the third Assassin's Creed, came out last year, but they're doing the HD version for PS4 and Xbox One's coming out this month. And for those that don't keep up with Assassins, the big thing about this one, first female protagonist, and she's awesome and is set in the like 1700s, and it looks great on the PS4, they say.
I'd love to play that.
Rambo game is coming out.
Rambo?
Rambo's coming out. The video game
Heck
is coming
yes.
out this month. It should be on multiple platforms.
Is Stallone going to do the voice?
No Stallone voice confirmed. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I didn't see that. But it's definitely Rambo, and it looks really cool from the
screenshots. Sweet. That's awesome. He's going to be violent.
For those that are interested in single player, this is only for PlayStation 4, and it's kind of cool. It's called Don't Starve, and it's about this character named Wilson, who's a scientist, and he creates a wormhole, essentially, and this evil character brings him in to this new world. And it's like a survival horror game, but it's cartoonish, and it looks really cool. So for those that are PS4 fans... And for PC people, those that love Might and Magic, the 10th one's coming out. So if you've been keeping up with that,
what is Might and Magic?
It's an RPG.
Not Magic Mike?
No, it's it's sort of like Dungeons and Dragons, but minus the dungeons.
Okay,
so similar to that style, but very in depth about magic spells and goofiness about like that. So if you're kind of nerdish, you'll love it.
I love it.
That's it.
Cool.
Magic, sorcery.
Gwen.
It's cool game.
Video
cool
games. Words.
It's 10th.
Gwen Reyes with
Words.
Real Vixen and Fresh Fiction is coming at us with the TV releases.
Well, this is a big week because we have a lot. This is when all of our imaginary friends gone to the Bahamas for the winter.
Real friends.
No, all my fake imaginary friends have all left me. But they're back now. This is already going to probably be out, but don't forget that this Sunday, January 5th, we had the return of Downton Abbey, Revenge, The Mentalist, and The Good Wife. So those are some good shows that if you watch any of those. I also am just really excited because this week on the Monday the 6th, we get the return of Almost Human on Fox.
Woo! Awesome show.
And then there's a new...
Gosh!
It's such a good show. There's a new comedy variety show that's starting up on Comedy Central called At Midnight that premieres at midnight Eastern, 11 o'clock our time.
On Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hardwick's show, right?
Chris Hardwick's new show. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. returns this Tuesday, January 7th.
Do you think people are going to tune into that again?
I hope so, because you can see me, you can hear me every week on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast.
Hooray!
Well, Saffron Bros is going to be coming up now as part of the cast, right?
Yes. And then there's also negotiations right now with, my God, J. August Richards from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who's popped up a few times. He might be coming back later
this season.
What about
Titus Welliver? Is he
They haven't had any announcement if he's going to be coming back or not, but his character makes sense. There's also the season premiere of Cougar Town on TBS, if you're still into that show.
I've always wanted
to
see
that.
It's still on TV. It's moved over to TBS.
Haven't some of the cast left now, though?
No, they're all still around. Yep. And then also on Tuesday the 7th, we have Killer Women on ABC. That's a new show.
Is it
Sofia Vergara's new show that she's producing?
That stars Trisha Helfer, right? From Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah.
Starbucks.
It's about Texas bounty hunters, but
it's
female
Trisha
Texas.
Helfer,
yeah. Odd.
This is for Gotti.
What's
up? On Wednesday the 8th, American Horror Story returns.
Oh, I already got that.
What's it called this
time? American Horror Story Coven. On FX. The last four episodes are going to start up.
When we get to Golden Globes talk, it's going to win
best.
Everything.
Okay. We finally, also on Thursday, January 9th, we finally get the return of Parks and Rec. It had been off for about a month and a half, so.
Doesn't Archer come back then also?
Yes.
Archer does come back, but not that day. I think Archer comes back the following week.
Oh, the 16th?
Yes.
16th. Archer, writing that down.
Skipping into that week, I'm really excited about the return of Sleepy Hollow on Monday, January 13th. There's only going to be four more episodes of that left before
the following
takes its place.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm out on The Following.
Oh, I'm totally out on The Following.
I liked it, and the ending really sucked, so I'm done.
When does Hannibal come back?
Hannibal does not have a set date, but it's looking
I
like March.
I love Hannibal.
Hannibal is really,
so
really great.
Good.
And then to
He's
round
so
out
creepy.
The year, Saturday Night Live comes back, or the month Saturday Night Live comes back on Saturday, January
18th. Who's going to be performing? Is it Drake?
That'll be Drake will be singing and performing. Who's the host?
He's hosting and performing.
Is he hosting and
performing?
I thought it was somebody else.
I thought it was somebody else.
Skipping it.
I'm almost positive. I don't know if you're wrong.
And then finally, I know that they started up in it started up in England already, but on Sunday, January 19th, the Americans finally get a legal version of Sherlock over on PBS.
Sherlock!
Whoa.
Adam just got real excited.
Animated Adam.
And then
Sherlock.
Sherlock is very excited. So we're going to get three episodes of that. And then also, one of my new favorite shows of the year, Looking, starring Jonathan Groff.
On HBO.
On HBO, starts that night at 10:30.
What about Orphan Black? Doesn't Orphan Black come
Orphan
out?
Black
March.
Comes back April 19th.
Oh, it's
wow.
Later.
So far away, yeah.
And then also one show that I'm really excited about, I haven't seen a screener for it yet, is Klondike, which is the new Richard Madden show over on Discovery.
From Game of Thrones.
What would you do?
And that starts on Monday, January 20th. And then a new comedy that I just watched that I thought was adorable is Broad City, which is a new Comedy Central show based off of two women who had a sketch group in New York. Now they're getting their own show. And that's on Monday, January 22nd. And then Black Sails starts on Stars on Saturday, January 25th on Stars. What's interesting about Black Sails is that even before it even premiered its first episode, it's already been confirmed that it'll be back for a second season. So you can go ahead and make the commitment to the Pirates.
What's Klondike's station?
Discovery.
What would you do?
Discovery.
For...
It's first scripted.
Discovery's first scripted series.
Discovery. Monday the 20th?
And it looks good.
Yeah.
I've got... Showtime, since that seems to be my network of choice. They have releases coming up on the 12th.
What about
Shameless and House
Demons.
Of Lies?
Shameless season 4, yeah.
So
House of Lies and...
Get your recorder started.
And Episodes,
awesome.
Which is a great
underrated show.
Underrated show. Matthew LeBlanc is hilarious.
Yep. And if you don't like Showtime, that's also the same day that True Detective starts on HBO. We're going to have an HBO versus Showtime.
It is.
Yeah, but everybody has HBO Go, I feel like, now.
Yeah,
HBO Go
too,
or Showtime, so yeah.
So True Detective is bonkers and crazy.
Because
really
past month or two, there really hasn't been a whole lot of shows to watch.
No, I've been watching Doctor Who.
And House of Cards comes back, right?
House of Cards also comes back.
I think it's the 14th.
Yes.
I'm so excited about that.
Who did they sign on? A big name person signed on for House of Cards recently.
I don't know. I've never seen House of Cards.
It was
really good.
Like the president or something?
Yeah, so a big name person signed on for House of Cards.
I can't remember.
Big name actor.
Harrison Ford?
No, but it's really big name. Yeah, it's not Harrison Ford.
Is it Brian Cox?
Like long or long name? Or...
Paul Walker?
It's Paul Walker from The Great.
All right, good TV news. Adam, movie releases.
Yes.
What theatrical releases can we expect to be awesome in January that
none
are playing at the Angelica Dallas?
None of them.
Well, not necessarily at the Angelica. Well, this this Friday we had Paranormal Activity in the Markman's Open.
I watched it. It was funny.
It's supposed to be scary.
It wasn't scary.
Well, there you go.
Then Friday, January 10th, we have lots of movies that are doing wider releases, including Her and August Osage County.
I still haven't seen Her.
Go see both.
Oh, it's on Tuesday.
Her is great.
Huh? Yeah.
They're screening it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
On January 10th, we have The Legend of Hercules starring Kellan Lutz.
I'll be there for that.
Looks pretty bad.
I expect horrible, but...
They filmed that movie so fast.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I didn't have a script.
In like 48 hours.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like he just got confirmed. Because he got confirmed for that the day that he came to Diff.
Yeah.
And it was like...
We also have Lone Survivor opening up wide.
Saw that.
With Mark Wahlberg.
It was decent.
Peter Berg.
It was decent. Enjoyed it.
Looks really cool, but I just...
That's a wide release because it's already out.
I already know that everyone's going to die in it, so why do I want to watch it? Except for the one...
The whole title is like, you know what's going to happen.
Well, I love how people call it like a positive story. It's a failed mission. We didn't capture the guy. Like Black Hawk Down. Failed mission.
There's also a movie called The Adventure, The Curse of the Midas Box, opening up January 10th.
Is it a golden box?
It's like a porn.
It looks like a hilarious movie. But it has Sam Neill, Michael Sheen, Ian Gaffard, and Lena Headey.
Yeah.
So it has people that I actually like to see. But
yeah, but Lena makes some bad choices.
Yeah.
She's got some bills to pay.
Sam Neill, I feel bad for him. He hasn't
Sam Neill's in one of the better British shows, Pesky Blunders.
Speaking of, I just found this out, but everybody else should know, but Event Horizon is now on Netflix Instant. I'm not sure.
It's on Blu-ray, too.
Oh. Yeah. Don't scare yourself.
Event Horizon is
one of the scariest movies.
It's an evil movie. And I hate that Paul W.S. Anderson made that. I don't like him, but that was a good movie he did.
Wasn't great because of him.
Opening up January 17th, we have the new Jack Ryan movie, Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit.
Stupid.
With Chris Pine and Kevin Costner.
Come on, it looks retarded.
Well, you know, you have to give it a chance.
Kevin Costner, you must do this. Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
You're probably not going to like any of the movies that are opening up January 17th, because the next we also have Devil's Due.
Oh,
yes.
The found footage Rosemary Baby.
Ugh.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Then we also have The Nut Job, the Ant-Man movie.
Actually, it looks really cute.
So bad. It looks so bad.
I'm going on. When
Saturday,
is the press screening? Yeah, I'm taking my nephews to that.
Oh, my goodness.
Good time.
And we have another Kevin Hart movie, Right Along with Ice Cube.
That looks like...
Well,
if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the movie.
Will Ice Cube smile on it?
No. He plays the older brother.
He's the honorary older brother that takes out Kevin Hart on a ride-along.
I don't want my little sister marrying a midget. Or a little person.
Thanks for the correction, guys.
Whoa. It's not a curse word. Whoa.
Also,
it's not on my list. It's fine.
Also opening up Limited that day is the foreign film Big Bad Wolves, which was Quentin Tarantino's number one movie of
Israeli
the year. Yeah,
I'm totally in.
Of course you are.
It's Israeli, of course. By the way, the little girl from Neverending Story, half Israeli. That's why she's so hot.
There's also a movie called Gloria opening up with Angelica that week. It's about a woman in her late 50s as she tries to balance family obligations versus a new romance, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, is her name Gloria?
I believe
it is. No, her name is Samantha.
Oh, that's interesting.
Gloria's her lover.
Oh.
Then on the 24th, we have a movie that Gotti is going to be super excited for.
What's that?
I, Frankenstein.
I want to see it.
Why?
I just don't think.
Why do you want to see it?
Because it's monsters? Because
Aaron Eckhart, that's it.
It has almost the exact same poster as Anonymous.
It's brutal looking. son of a wench whore. He's a freaking creation. He wasn't birthed.
You.
Stupid.
Frankenstein.
Oh my
God. Do you need a napkin?
Oh yeah, here we go.
We also have Ralph Fiennes' directorial debut, Invisible Woman. Which is about
Charles Dickens' real life love affair.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get drunk.
So it's trying to be like Shakespeare in Love, but with Charles Dickens.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Terrible.
Yeah,
I have no interest. And I love Felicity Jones.
I have no interest.
No interest.
It does look horrible.
We also have
awful.
Gimme Shelter, the Vanessa Hudgens starring film.
Oh, yeah, great.
Apparently seeing that on Tuesday, too.
Is she Preggers?
Yeah, based on a true story.
Whatever.
Oh, it's not based on the Rolling Stones?
No.
I want to see about their Nightmare at
And Adam Weingart, the movie, 24 Exposures, is also opening on January 24th.
I don't have a problem with him.
Yeah, I think his best buddy stars in it, as usual.
Yeah, that's all right.
Joe Swanberg.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with Joe.
Or Ty West, one of the two.
Let's make a horror movie, guys.
And then for Friday, January 31st, we have That Awkward Moment, which stars Zac Efron, Michael B. Jordan, and Miles Teller.
That trailer looks amazing.
We'll see.
Looks hopefully. Comedy.
Michael Jordan's a quality actor and basketball player.
It's Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sure he's a
and we also have,
basketball player, too.
I think so.
We also have Jason Reitman's Labor Day.
I've heard nothing but terrible things about it.
I think we get to interview the author.
Oh, Joyce Maynard.
Yeah. She hot? Old?
She was in Salinger. She was the girl in Salinger that Salinger wrote the letter to and then trapped her in the house for 3 years.
Totally going to ask her questions about that.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't do that all the time.
There's also the movie Best Night Ever, which is from the makers of Paranormal Activity and The Conjuring, but it's a comedy about four women getting drunk.
Oh! Oh, you know, it's a Tuesday.
You know.
I'll see it.
Yeah.
Gwen would get angry.
Just a Tuesday.
Angry drunk.
I won't be there.
Is it going to be just a tip?
That's what she said.
Then there's also a new Sinbad the Fifth Voyage opening.
What? If it doesn't star Sinbad,
it looks pretty bad, but it is narrated by Patrick Stewart. So
sweet.
That's the only reason to go see it. Also a really great documentary called Tim's Vermeer that opens up the 31st.
That was at Diff.
Yeah.
USA. Lone Star.
What's that about?
I heard it's really good.
It's based about a guy named Tim, who's a Texas-based inventor who attempts to solve one of the greatest mysteries in all of art. How did the 17th century Dutch master Johan Vermeer manage to paint so photorealistically?
Oh, yeah.
Is this the Jeffrey Rush movie?
No.
No, but
it's a documentary.
Thanks for paying attention.
Where are we?
And those are the films coming out in January for the most part.
Yeah, sweet. There's some good ones or some bad ones.
Go to the library instead this month.
A lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have you.
Then watch TV, man.
Yeah,
watch TV.
TV's quality.
All right, music releases this month. January 14th, we got Bruce Springsteen's new album, High Hopes.
Nice.
Broken Bells After the Disco.
I'm looking forward to that.
Should be good. Lucinda Williams' self-titled album, Lucinda Williams, which is a reissue.
Is Lucinda Williams still making music?
I said it's a reissue.
Oh, okay, sorry. I should be listening.
Dead?
January 21st, Mogwai, Rave Tapes. Mogwai, new album, Rave Tapes.
I have mixed on Mogwai. They're not bad. They're not great.
And on January 28th, Morrissey's releasing a 7-inch and 12-inch album, Satellite of Love.
Is that pretty good?
You can pick up singles. And then I'll go ahead, as far as if you're into Blu-rays, January 7th, the movie Big Ass Spider, about a giant big ass spider. Archer Season 4, Closed Circuit, The Hurricane, Act of Killing on January 7th.
Which Hurricane is that?
The Denzel Washington.
Good one.
Yes. Closed Circuit.
I liked it.
Act of Killing comes out.
Oh,
finally.
Get that. what type of crazy special features is that?
If there's a director's cut, it's like tons of more.
Totally
footage.
Get that.
I've watched it.
Oh,
it's even crazier.
Dark.
Star Trek Enterprise Season 3, and then Criterion's Throne of Blood. Finally, January 14th, 20 Feet from Stardom, a great documentary from Diff, is
made
coming out.
Top 10.
I did make my top 10.
The Carrie remake, Fruitvale Station.
Yeah. Fruitvale's good.
And along with Fruitvale Station, The Butler. Comes out the same day. January
with Michael
15th.
B. Jordan in the Fruitvale Station. All right.
Is it obvious?
It's a little racist, but all right.
Was Octavia Spencer in both?
Yeah, Lee Daniels, kind of a prick.
The new Riddick movie, along with the Riddick collection, comes out on the 14th. And Criterion's Rafifi, finally.
Does that include
really?
The Rafifi? Movie?
Really?
I don't know.
Really? The Criterion?
Yeah.
That's
Fifi
awesome.
Finally?
Yeah, they're finally
Fifi.
Putting it on Blu-ray. I'm excited.
What did you just say?
I love Fifi.
Okay, thank you.
On January 21st, Best Actress, I think, Blue Jasmine comes out finally. And since it's a Woody Allen film, I doubt there'll be any extras on it.
No extras at all.
There certainly won't be a commentary.
Captain Phillips comes out January 21st, which
hey,
I feel like
your best two actors right there.
Finally, oh, the special edition of the Cat People.
Yeah, we've all been waiting
for that. Is that the 80s like, horror film?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're thinking of Sleepwalkers.
No.
No, Cat People. It was a horror film.
Curse of the Cat People.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a The Doors documentary, Our Revolution. And then Adam's favorite movie, In a World,
PBS.
Comes out January 21st.
Underrated movie. Lake's quality in that.
And then Criterion is finally releasing for the first time It's a Mad, Mad World.
Ooh.
I'm excited for that.
Wait, is that... Okay, so...
Buster Keaton.
It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World.
Yes,
it's Mad, Mad.
Exactly.
Yeah, the three Mads.
Yeah. That's me, right?
What was the remake called?
The Rat Race.
Rat Race.
How horrible was that?
Well, actually, there was another one called Million Dollar Murder Mystery, which is like on...
I should get that for my dad. That's his favorite movie.
Go watch Million Dollar Murder Mystery. It's hilarious.
No, man.
And then Gotti's favorite movie on January 21st, Machete Kills.
Machete.
Starting with Mel Gibson.
Oh. With Mel Gibson.
Come on, y'all. That was really retarded.
I love that movie so much. And then
I love
for
Danny,
my own,
but stop it, dog.
My own personal favorite, which I know none of y'all have seen this movie, which comes out on its own special release January 26th, Flavia the Heretic. It's nunsploitation, so it's nuns doing satanic sex stuff. I have it on
DVD. Of course,
DVD.
That's your favorite movie.
I own it on DVD. I can't wait for the Blu-ray. Very excited.
I look forward to the day you have children.
I do too. They're going to be educated.
Yeah,
be juggalos.
And then January 28th, round out the month, Downton Abbey Season 4 on Blu-ray, Jackass Bad Grandpa. Last Vegas.
Funny guy.
Better than Anchorman, too.
Last Vegas. You can't talk because you walked out of Anchorman, too.
I did walk out of Anchorman,
and you can't
too.
Talk about
the only
Anchorman
film
too.
Of this year. Last
it's ridiculous.
Year that I walked out of.
And then...
not funny.
Metallica Through
no
the Never.
Underrated.
Rush. And Treme Season 4 all come out January 28th.
Treme is an underrated show.
And along with Season 4, you can get the entire series in a set.
It's great music.
Nice.
So those are Blu-ray releases. Andrew, comic releases?
Do we
care?
I
got a few. Yeah. I don't have too much, but...
I didn't mean to beat you down.
Oh, hey. Is it Marvel Now? Is that what you're
doing? That's great.
Mostly Marvel stuff, but I have a few just random hits I'm going to throw out there.
What are you looking through?
Huh?
Nothing.
First off, we get Marvel's rebooting Daredevil, Ghost Rider, and Moon Knight.
Again.
if you miss them, they're back again.
Didn't Kevin Smith get a start with Daredevil?
I don't know if he got a
start.
Part
of this,
too,
is they've been talking about redoing Daredevil in the movies and also Ghost Rider, rebooting both of those. And so I think those are the reasons. And Moon Knight.
Well, they're getting ready for the Netflix with Marvel and Daredevil.
They got that huge,
huge. All the lesser heroes.
Yeah.
Moon Knight's kind of pimp.
Moon Knight's awesome.
He has like at least three personalities.
All the Knights.
It's a cool white outfit.
There's a
different
comic book from Image called The Saviors that I'm kind of looking forward to. It's from James Robinson, who did The Rocketeer,
mm-hmm.
and Eisner Art Award winner J-Bone. I know. Eisner Award winner James Robinson, who did Starman and Earth 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Saviors, and it's pretty much about an extraterrestrial conspiracy to try to take over the world.
X-Files the movie.
It's the comic book, X-Files.
Isn't Marvel, finally releasing Miracle Man also?
Yeah, that's also something that's happening.
I'm excited.
And then in DC, something I think everyone should be checking out is the comic book Superman Unchained. It's by Scott Snyder and Jim Lee, who's one of my favorite artists.
Jim Lee is awesome. No relation to Zack Snyder, just so you know.
And it's only on issue number 3 this month, and so it should be an easy one to go back and pick up. But it's definitely it's a little distracting. I know. But,
it looks like a wonk is gonna attack us, man.
And other stuff in DC, Harley Quinn's getting a reboot as well. So number one, Harley
Quinn.
It's
about time. Harley Quinn's awesome.
And she, the funny thing is, everyone knows that she started off.
We can't get through this because Andrew has turned blue literally.
Literally.
Will you take a picture for the Facebook page?
That is the picture of the Facebook page.
When I get nervous, sometimes I'll rub my jeans. I'll rub
the brand new jeans.
The brand new jeans, and it's turned blue. But
I blew myself.
Also, this one, G.I. Joe, it's number 200.
Okay.
Number 200? I'm surprised that it's been running
that's
that long.
That long? Yeah,
they have. They've been running a long time.
Snake Eyes in it?
Probably. I haven't kept up with G.I. Joe in a while. But
the movie starring...
You also got... what I got comic books he's looking forward to is Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Really?
They're finally doing that because they're doing another Rocky Bullwinkle like short, and then they're probably going to do
taking
like
them long enough.
Yeah.
Aren't they doing another show that has like a season whatever?
And unfortunately,
no.
One of DC's greatest actual superheroes, Animal Man, is ending its run.
Oh,
unfortunately,
that's sad.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to kill them all?
Well, also, the whole thing with Vertigo.
Who cares about a guy that talks to animals?
Which is terrible because Vertigo is like the rated R of DC.
Right. Animal Man got a movie, didn't he? What?
And
it was
Swamp Thing.
From a smaller independent studio, Boom Studios.
I like Boom Studios.
There's a new comic book called Revelations. Has another one of my favorite artists, Humberto Ramos, is drawing. And it's pretty much end of world, demons and all good stuff that I enjoy. Humberto Ramos did Crimson. That was one of my favorite comics growing up, and I love anything he draws. He's also doing Superior Spider-Man right now too. So he's gotten pretty big. But so I'll move on to Marvel right now. In the Marvel Universe, there's the whole Inhumanity story arc that's sort of going through a lot of the major stories that's focused on Inhumans. And I guess I can't remember what it's called, but their powers derive from this underground chamber where...
The Tarragon Mist
has somehow escaped and is blanketed the Earth. And the effects, random people are becoming Inhumans now.
There was a bomb released at the end.
And so...
At the end of the...
what was it?
Infinity series.
So Infinity series, which that had that Galactus, and that was sort of tying
Thanos.
To...
Because he had all those rings.
Thanos.
That's the Mandarin, buddy.
Thanos has the Infinity Gauntlet, you're right. But yeah, so that's sort of playing out this month in a lot of the titles, but there's also a lot of new titles being relaunched.
He's purple, almost like him.
Cable and the X-Force is ending. And Cable and the X-Force is ending, and they're just rebooting it as just X-Force.
Okay.
With Cable and several... I don't know, is Uncanny X-Force also ending? And they're sort of just
they're merging
the two teams into just X-Force.
They need to do that.
And what Marvel keeps doing is they keep getting these comic books, the Marvel Now.
Look at my laugh.
Marvel Now, where it's introducing people the new comic books that are coming out. So they have now a Marvel Now that just has excerpts from several. That's starting with number one this month, and it has a small story for Loki, a small story for Silver Surfer, Black Widow, and. Also, a tie into the Avengers World story arc, which starts this month as well.
Cool.
And Avengers World is pretty much after the Infinity Crisis, Avengers are coming back to Earth, and there's a whole new team formed to take on huger problems, and that's what Avengers World will be focusing on.
Sweet.
And and also one of my favorite titles, X-Factor, is coming back again as all new X-Factor with
Simon Cowell.
Joe Rogan.
In comic book form.
That's so kicking off the end with
he got a boob job.
Some of our favorites, you know, Quicksilver, Magneto's half son, Polaris, which is also Magneto's daughter, and Gambit and a few others. So I'm excited about that.
Lots of comics this month.
Gambit's
underrated.
A lot of fun stuff.
And that's our releases for January. Let us know if we missed anything. We'll see you in February.
Yeah.
Or will we?